Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me today. Thanks for hanging around with me, and you're going to be glad you did, because Tim Miller is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Tim is has become, because he first became a small business owner, he became an important person. Well, of course, I guess to his mother he was always important, but he became extra important because of his association with the late President Gerald Ford. And he helped President Ford write this book, A Presidential Legacy and the Warren Commission, and he published it for him. But as I said, he also has been and still is really a small business owner. Tim Miller, welcome to the show.
Thank you, and good morning. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here. Tim, before we get into the President Ford's story, give us a little bit of your background. Tell us your story.
My story begins 10 years ago when I owe the IRS $25,000 in back taxes. And thinking that in order to pay them off, I've got to sell a few of the books that I've been collecting over the years, mostly autographed books and first edition books. So I put a few of those on internet auctions, and a book that I thought would bring a couple of $100 would bring $400 or $500, sometimes $2,000.
Wow.
And it just was absolutely amazing that I accidentally started my own small business, because rather than paying the IRS, the selling of autographed books on the internet did so well within the first month. Rather than paying off the IRS, I made payments arrangements with them, and I used the money that I was making to buy more books.
Wow.
And that started 10 years ago, and I started with about 20 autographed books, and now I have about 50,000 autographed books, and I'm a publisher. And to be a publisher, all you got to do is to publish one book and say you're a publisher, and now I've published five. And the first one that I ever published was the book from Gerald Ford, the late President Gerald Ford.
A Presidential Legacy and the Warren Commission. Well, congratulations on your small business. Believe it or not, Tim, whether you know this or not, your story is really more legion than exception.
Well, and see, you're going to teach me some things here today.
Well, the only reason I say that is a lot of people began small businesses under duress.
It makes sense. It's the old adage that you actually learn more from failures than successes.
That's exactly right.
This was a potential failure, but it turned into a huge success.
Well, and the thing is, I think it's very similar to what happened to me. I was downsized twice in 18 months, and the second time I said, I don't need help screwing up my life. I can do that by myself, and so I started my own business.
Exactly.
But there are people out there nodding their head all over the country, and some around the world on the internet right now, you know, who are listening, nodding their head, because that's what happens. But the cool thing about the United States is all you had to do was turn 45 degrees in your direction, in your view, and find an opportunity. That's what's so cool about being a citizen of the United States.
I totally agree with you, and that wasn't the first business that I ever owned. I had started my own smaller business 10 years prior to that, and it was successful, just not as hugely successful as the autographed book business.
Right.
So I got the experience because of those two opportunities, and then I stuck with the second one.
Well, and as Robert Frost said in his poem, the path, the road not taken, I think was the title of that poem, as way left led on to way, you wound up publishing this book and getting to know President Gerald Ford.
You're exactly right. Whose woods these are, I think I know.
Yeah, and so the thing, think about that, all because of the IRS. See, this is one of those cases where you probably feel like going to the IRS and saying, thank you for billing me.
I've told them several times that, actually, and the interest rate was really high, but the pro- margin on the books was higher, yeah. So it worked out really well.
I've gone back and thanked both of the people who downsized me. I really have.
Sure.
Because they kicked me in the pants and made me do what I couldn't have done otherwise. So anyway, let's get into the book. Now, a lot of people know who Gerald Ford is. A lot of the, especially younger people know who Gerald Ford is and who he was and that he was a president. They might not remember his presidency. They might not remember, they might know a little bit about the history surrounding his presidency, what he did, why, how he got there and all that sort of thing. But a lot of people may not remember that he was one of the very important members of the Warren Commission, and remind the audience what the Warren Commission was.
He was not only a member, he was the last surviving member. All members of the Warren Commission have now passed away. And Gerald Ford, as a congressman, sat on the Warren Commission, and their purpose was to investigate the assassination of John F. Kennedy.
Yeah, and they determined that it was not a conspiracy, that at least the report showed that reported that it was not a conspiracy, that Lee Harvey Oswald was responsible for killing President Kennedy and he acted alone. Isn't that correct?
That is their finding, although over the years there's been lots of conspiracy theories and opposing theories that said that might not be true. And now Gerald Ford, this book released after his death, does confirm some of those theories.
What were his concerns? How completely invested was he in the Warren Commission's finding?
He was one of the three people who actually authored the final report, and he said then, and he went to his grave, although he and I argued over points of this book, he went to his grave saying that Lee Harvey Oswald was the only shooter. Gerald Ford was a lot more secret about whether he really believed there was a conspiracy or not, but in this book, you can read his own words that the late President Gerald Ford admits that the CIA did destroy lots of documents, many documents, that specifically pointed towards other evidence that caused them to come back to the conclusion that Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone. At the time, remember, if you weren't alive then, you have no idea about this, but during the Cold War, the Cold War was actually more traumatic, in my opinion, with the U.S. and its citizens than even the current war in Iraq.
Yeah. Hold on to that thought, Tim. Hold on to that thought. Folks, when we come back, I'm going to ask Tim what he thinks about the Warren Commission and why, if there was a conspiracy, why would it be important to cover it up? 20 after. Stay with us. And a collaborator with Gerald Ford, late President Gerald Ford, on this book, A Presidential Legacy and the Warren Commission, which is pretty cool project here, Tim. I'm really proud for you and impressed by what you were able to accomplish. And you just had an idea, didn't you? You just said, you know what, I think I'd like to publish this book, and let me see if President Ford will buy into it.
You're exactly right. Until that time, my entire business was selling autographed books and first edition books. And I wanted to publish a book, especially from a president. And after work one day, my nephew, who's my right-hand man here, and I were sitting around saying, who living can we get to do an autograph limited edition? And this book actually has two versions. The book that you have there, A Presidential Legacy, is the book that's available in local bookstores. But the original book was published under the title John F. Kennedy Assassination, and Gerald Ford actually hand-signed all 3,000 copies. There are only 3,000 copies ever made. And that's a leather-bound book with the gold edges and the built-in silk bookmark, the most beautiful book you've ever seen.
What do I have to do to get one of those, Tim?
We're going to have to, as soon as we sell a few on today's show, we're going to get you a copy.
All right. So tell us where we can find those.
Go to the website, President, and you have to spell out the word completely, PresidentGeraldFordBook.com.
Hold on, Tim. President Gerald Ford book.com.
That's right. And you'll see both versions of the book there. There are some remaining copies of the autographed editions. These were signed 3 years ago, but we've just now begun telling the entire world about the availability of it and
right.
the unsigned version.
Is that where to get the paperback as well?
You can get both versions at that website, or you can get the paperback version, the
right.
trade edition, not signed, at your local bookstore all over the country.
Or at Amazon or any of those guys, yeah.
Sure, you can get it there.
Okay, so Tim, what do you think happened on that November day in 1963?
I believe there was a conspiracy. I believe that and Gerald Ford knew more about the conspiracy than he was able to tell the general public.
And he took to his grave.
He did. I'm sure he gave his word during the Cold War when it was appropriate to not tell the whole truth in defense of your country.
Think that in his mind that the country was better served to not have all the truth?
There's no doubt of that. Gerald Ford was a good and honorable man.
A principled man.
He was a principled man. He was a good person, and he believed that his best judgment for the country and the future of the world was to get the Kennedy assassination behind us, just like he thought the same with the Nixon pardon. The Watergate and pardoning Nixon, just to get it behind us.
He wanted to be a healer, not a controversial figure.
That's exactly what his autobiography was called, A Time to Heal. And that's what he went to his grave doing, was healing our country. At his own expense, by the way, had he not pardoned Richard Nixon, he would have been elected president rather than Jimmy Carter.
Yeah, absolutely. No, there's no question about it. And I'll tell you something. All right, Tim, let me ask you this question instead of me telling you this. Let me ask you this question. As you look around at the presidential landscape, the crop of candidates we have right now, having known Gerald Ford pretty darn well over the last several years, who closest measures up to the kind of a principled person that he is? Regardless of party, just as a human being, as a principled person, who do you think comes the closest?
Well, you stress the word principled person. Had you asked me who politically is more like Gerald Ford, that would be a far easier answer.
Okay, answer both questions then.
I will. If you ask who is most politically in the same boat with Gerald Ford, there's very little doubt that would be Rudolph Giuliani.
Uh-huh. Interesting.
But principled person, and I don't know any of the current presidential candidates personally, so as far as principled person, I would say either John McCain or John Edwards.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. I'm more fascinated by your Giuliani comment than I am by the other two.
Well,
I see those two, but I don't see. I'm not sure. I would never have put Giuliani and Ford together.
Well, Gerald Ford's wife was one of the first strongest advocates for what was called the ERA, and
right.
many of your listeners might not know what the ERA is.
Equal Rights
Equal
Amendment.
Rights mm-hmm. Amendment. And if you go back to the 60s,
I apologize. I'm unfortunately we've run out of time. Will you come back another day and talk with us about this some more?
I'll be happy to do that. I want to announce that to your listeners, we'll do a buy one, get one free today of the books. Whether they buy the autographed edition or the paperback, they get two copies when they buy
even the leather-bound ones?
Even the leather-bound.
Well, buy one, get one free, folks. Buy one for yourself and give it away. I think I'm going to do that. President Gerald Ford.
More than that.
PresidentGeraldFord.com.
President Gerald Ford.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.